The family of Afghan nationals is exempt from President Trump's travel ban because they're on special immigrant visas, or SIVs, and aren't technically considered refugees. That visa is reserved for foreign nationals employed by the U.S. government. ACLU of Delaware staff attorney Ryan Tack Hooper says the family won't be affected by a Supreme Court decision last week to partially uphold Trump's travel ban.
That was the Supreme Court saying, no, in fact, the travel ban can be enforced against refugees whose only connection is being connected to a resettlement agency.
Tack Hooper says refugees' connections to immediate family in the U.S., including grandparents and grandchildren, could gain them U.S. entry before the Supreme Court revisits the travel ban next month. But local coordinator of refugee resettlement efforts, Lorena Boy, says there's no update on others with plans to come to Delaware, including those with family ties, like an Iraqi woman whose husband remains overseas.
It's very troubling, especially when you are just waiting to be reunited with your spouse.
That woman's husband is one of seven refugee families that remain in the first state's resettlement pipeline. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.